Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 90% of Startups Fail to Scale: The Hidden Truth. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the truth nobody wants to tell you. Most startups don't die from lack of funding. They die because they try to scale too fast, too soon. It's like trying to build the second floor of a house when your foundation is still wet concrete. Today, I'm sharing the three-step formula that separates startups that crash from those that scale successfully. First, master one thing before you master everything. Before you even think about scaling, you need to nail your core product market fit. This isn't about having a decent product. It's about having one customer segment that absolutely cannot live without what you offer. Focus obsessively on one problem for one group of people with one solution. Revenue consistency beats revenue growth in the early stages every single time. Think of it this way. Would you rather have 10 customers who buy from you once, or 3 customers who buy from you every month? Scale depth before you scale breadth. Second, build systems, not just sales. The question isn't how do startups grow, it's how do they create repeatable processes first. Document everything, your sales conversations, your onboarding process, how you handle customer complaints. If you can't teach it to someone else in 20 minutes, you can't scale it. Hire people to run systems, not create beautiful chaos. Let me give you a perfect example. In 2009, Airbnb was drowning. Their listings looked terrible, bookings were flat, and investors weren't interested. Instead of throwing money at marketing, they focused on one systematic improvement: professional photos. The founders personally visited hosts in New York, took better photos themselves, and bookings doubled overnight. That single, repeatable process unlocked everything that came after. Third, scale your team like you scale your product. Hire slowly and fire quickly, because bad hires kill scaling momentum faster than bad code. Every new person should generate 10 times their salary in value, not just cover their cost. Culture is harder to scale than product features, so define your values when you have 5 employees, not 50. Here's your action step for this week. Identify one broken process in your startup right now. Document the ideal workflow in 5 steps or less. Test it with your next 3 customer interactions. Only scale after it works consistently. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.